More than 200 billion US dollars of cargo is being diverted away from the Red Sea. From over 1,300 cities and 130 countries, we bring you the Good Morning Africa podcast. Good morning, Africa, and welcome aboard your pulse on everything business in Africa. I am Ritha Dong. For more, follow us on Twitter at the K Financial News, and you can find me at Ritha Dong. The main story is brought to you by BK Capital. Did you know that you can get up to 10.4% annual interest if you invest with the Anguka Fund? For more information, visit their website at www.bkcapital.rw. More than 200 billion US dollars of cargo has been diverted away from the Red Sea and Suez Canal since the attacks on vessels by Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen started in December. In this episode, Jeff Gable, chief economist for Absa Group, breaks down the economic impact of this diversion.
So Egypt, once again, finds itself in a particularly difficult position. But if I think about the impact more broadly for Africa, I think that's, for us here in East Africa, the more relevant question. So we know that global shipping rates have gone up. So everything that we import as Ugandans will, in some sense, be more expensive in dollars. It's going to make it more expensive in shillings. But maybe more critically is that we might start seeing it just harder to get some stuff. So in an environment where global shipping rates are higher, every day for a ship on the water just costs more than it did before. In that space, more ships will be going past Africa on their way to Europe from Asia, but fewer ships may be willing to stop. We think about the extreme example. South Africa runs some of the least efficient ports in the world. In that space, will some ships have the time to stop and wait outside a busy port in southern Africa for 2 or 3 weeks to get a small part of their shipment unloaded when they can more profitably be taking goods all the way to Europe? I think that's the challenges that we get here. So more ships are going to be passing our shores. Sounds fantastic, but those ships cost more each day. And so their willingness to spend time dropping off and picking up product from Africa is going to be more difficult. What that's going to mean is for the businesses that can't afford it, we're going to see a greater mix of air freight, right? Now, air freight is fine for some things, but it's heck of expensive for others. And so you can start to see air freight rates starting to rise as well, I would think.
And a quick look at the markets. The market segment is powered by the Development Bank of Rwanda. We empower you. MTN Group, Africa's biggest wireless service provider by revenue, said full-year profitability probably plunged as much as 90% as two devaluations of Nigeria's currency since June hit its financial performance. The Naira has depreciated about 70% against the dollar since June last year due to the central bank's efforts to unify the official and unofficial exchange rates. The Nigerian unit's weakness made it the world's worst performer against the greenback in 2023 after the Lebanese pound among currencies tracked by Bloomberg. The telecoms giant has about 77 million customers in Nigeria and historically derives about a third of its earnings from Africa's most populous nation. The scarcity of dollars has resulted in the exodus of a number of international businesses that need to repatriate earnings from Nigeria. The West African nation, which has a rapidly growing and increasingly tech-savvy young population, has seen a number of policy missteps, corruption, and an over-reliance on oil fuel dysfunction in the economy. The middle class hasn't expanded as much as expected, and companies are struggling in the current operating environment. And a quick trip around Africa. Kenya and Tanzania are the most affected economies in the East African region as vessel movement through the Suez Canal fall, a report indicates, amid continued disruption in international trade. Foreign trade for several East African countries is highly dependent on the Suez Canal. According to the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, approximately 15% of Kenya's foreign trade by volume is channeled through the Suez Canal, while that for Tanzania is about 10%. With the two countries also having only two seaports in the region, it means landlocked countries in the East African community are affected. Also affected is Sudan, which depends the most on the Suez Canal, with about 34% of its trade volume crossing the canal, and Djibouti, whose 31% of foreign trade is channeled through the Suez Canal. The attacks on vessels by Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen, which started in December, have seen shipping lines avoid the maritime route, including the Suez Canal, with shipping opting to detour to the Cape of Good Hope Scope in South Africa. This has diverted more than $200 billion of cargo away from the Red Sea and Suez Canal, a key trade route connecting Port of Mombasa and Dar es Salaam to the world. Kenya is the second most attacked country by cyber criminals in the Middle East, Turkey and Africa region. This is according to new industry insights. This is despite recording an 8% overall decline in cyber threats in 2023, according to the latest analysis by cybersecurity solutions provider Kaspersky. The META region comprises of Bahrain, Egypt, Kenya, Kuwait, Nigeria, Qatar, South Africa, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, UAE, Oman and Pakistan. The report shows that ransomware attacks increased by 68%, backdoor by 47%, exploits by 22%, and phishing witnessed a 19% rise. Experts disclose that the greatest threat is from emerging technology trends such as artificial intelligence that are influencing the scale of modern threats. Kaspersky is head of research for Middle East, Turkey and Africa, Amin Hasbini, said threats targeting industrial control systems within critical infrastructure in the Middle East, Africa and Asia have also gone up. Africa's economies continue to grow faster than the global average of 3%, demonstrating resilience against several challenges, including climate change, geopolitical tensions, rising inflation, food insecurity, and rising debt. The president of the African Development Group, Dr. Kinuumi Adesina, said Africa will account for 11 out of 20 fastest growing economies in the world in 2024, adding that 15 African countries have already posted output expansions of more than 5%. Last week, at the Africa Union Summit in Addis Ababa, the African Development Bank launched the African Macroeconomic Performance and Outlook Report for 2024. The report shows that Africa is projected to remain the fastest growing region in the world after Asia, exceeding the global average of 3% in 2023. Thank you for always waking up with us. Good Morning Africa is a product of the K Financial. If you have suggestions or you want to check out more stories, visit the website, that's thekfinancial.com, and don't forget to subscribe. You can also find us on all social media platforms at The K Financial, and you can find me at With A Dong.